Nobody likes to know it all. Nobody likes that person who comes up and asks questions that they already know the answer to, just so that they can show everybody how smart they are. And then it's kind of fun sometimes when those people get proven wrong. I think that's one of the reasons that I like Jesus' interactions with the Pharisees so much. The Pharisees are always trying to trick Jesus. They're always trying to prove to Jesus how much they know. And so here in the gospel today, they come up to Jesus and they say, "Okay, Jesus, tell us which one of these commandments is the greatest." Jesus is no dummy. He knows what the Pharisees are trying to do. He knows they're trying to trick him. He knows they're trying to get proof against him. And so he answers this question beautifully. The Jewish law, there's 613 laws in the first five books of the Old Testament. The Torah, the Pentateuch, all of those laws that are listed out of the things that we are should do, all of those things that we are to follow. And Jesus sums them up in these two very simple commandments. What is it that we should do? We should love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and we shall love our neighbor as ourselves. Sounds pretty simple, but we know, because we're human beings, that it is not that easy. It is not that simple. There are lots of things in this world that are trying to trip us up. There are a lot of things in this world that keep us from being our best. But it's a simple solution. Simple solution to all of sin is to follow these two commands that Jesus gives us in the gospel. To love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourself. I think that the second commandment is a little bit trickier sometimes, especially when we try to define what it means to be neighbor. Who is our neighbor? We heard in the first reading today from the book of Exodus that our neighbor is also the foreigner, the alien in our land, the people that might be different than us. They're our neighbor too. Maybe people that we would never dream of talking to or associating with, but they're our neighbor as well. And our Lord Jesus encouraged us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But that's another trick that we have as humanity. That's another trick that we have as human beings. And sometimes we have a hard time loving ourselves. Sometimes we beat ourselves up for a decision that we make or for a poor choice that we make. But our Lord tells us that we are to love ourselves because He loves us. And the sacrament of reconciliation, it's awesome to be a priest, to be able to walk with people in their pain and their sorrow, and to be able to help people understand how much God loves them, how much God loves you. There's nothing you can do that God won't forgive. There's nothing that you could do that would make Him stop loving you. And it's a beautiful, beautiful command that our Lord gives us to remember that we are loved by Him and that no matter what, He's going to walk with us and He's going to love us and He's going to take us by the hand and He's going to guide us to where it is that He wants us to go. All of us in life are called to this wonderful invitation to holiness. All of us in life are called to follow these commands, to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's a challenge, but it's something that our Lord gives us the grace to be able to do. As Father Dan mentioned earlier, I'm now the vocation director for the Archdiocese. And my job, some people would say, is to go around and try to convince everybody to be a priest or nun. That's not quite my job. My job is to help go around and to try to convince people of their vocation in life, of whatever it is that God is calling them to do so that they can grow in holiness. It's great to be back here at St. Jerome's. I was here as a baby cleric in 2008 as a brand new deacon, just like Deacon Paul is now. It's great to come back as a kindergarten priest now that I have 5 years of priesthood under my belt. It's great to see so many familiar faces. It's great to be with you here again. My most recent assignment now has been the vocation director. So I go around to parishes, I go out to schools, I talk to young people about what it means to follow the Lord. And I'm here today because I need your help. As Father Dan said earlier, the priests in our local church are getting a little bit older. In fact, we have 55 priests that are going to reach retirement age from our archdiocese in the next 5 years. That's a huge number. And so we need more priests, we need more nuns to continue the work of the church. And so I'm here asking, begging, pleading for your help. First of all, the young people, if you're thinking about what am I going to do with the rest of my life, I don't know what I'm going to grow up to be, I would hope, I would I would plead with you to consider being a priest or a nun. Being a brother, sister, priest, nun, great way to give your life in service to the Lord. Very great blessing for me tonight is that my parents are here. And that was something that they would always encourage my brother and I growing up. Like, look, when you guys are thinking about what you want to do when you're growing up, hey, consider priesthood. Because if you want to do that, we'll support you. And it's a great gift that we can give to the church together. So young people, when you're thinking about what are you going to do with the rest of your life, please consider being a priest or a nun, because it's a great way to give your life in service to God. I've been a priest for 5 years. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more exciting or more fulfilling than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I get to walk people, get to walk with people on their journey. I get to bring the sacraments to them. I get to share Jesus' love and His compassion with all the people of the world. And I would encourage you to consider giving your life in service to God. To the parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, I need your help as well. I need you to encourage the young people in your families to think about a vocation to the priesthood or religious life. If you see young people from your family that you think would be a good priest or a nun, please tell them. Encourage those characteristics and those traits that you'd like to see. And maybe they'll be open to that call, and maybe God is calling them to priesthood or religious life. And for the rest of the parish, I need your help as well. First of all, I'd ask please for prayers. Prayers for an increase in vocations to priesthood and religious life. I'd ask for prayers for me and my ministry, because this is pretty challenging. I'm the only person in the whole archdiocese, the only priest in the whole archdiocese that spends all of my time trying to recruit priests and nuns for our local church. So I'd appreciate your prayers. But prayers for the young people too, that they may answer the call to the Lord, that they may be open to whatever it is that God is calling them to do with their lives. And also I would ask you that if you see any young people from this parish, anybody that you see that comes to Mass regularly here at St. Jerome's, anybody, any of the young people that you see that have a great characteristics that would serve them well as a priest or a nun, those who are kind, those who love to pray, those who are reverent, those who you think might be awesome priests or nuns, and this is what I need you to do. I need you to tell them that you see those characteristics in them, and to gently ask them if they have considered being a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. Because my brothers and sisters, our church needs young people to answer the call to serve the Lord. I thank you very, 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 very much for your help. I thank you for all of your prayers, all of your support, because it is an important work of our church that young men, women answer the call to grow in holiness, to serve the Lord, to lay down their lives as brothers and priests and sisters and nuns. As we continue today in giving thanks to God for all of His gifts and blessings, we ask Him to help us to be able to live out the commandments that we just heard, to be able to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And together we can grow in holiness as a community of believers, that we can help bring the presence and the love of our God to all the world.